Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And if you have a Bible question or some life issue you'd like to discuss, the lines are open for you right now. That number is 844-322-2742. And that's good in the U.S. and Canada. Let's talk about it. Again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, all of us want to be right in the sight of others, and we want to be right in God's sight. And how are we going to make that happen? Well, as far as others, we try to whitewash our lives, and we try to make it look a lot better than it probably really is. But with God, He sees right through that. He sees our very heart. So how can we stand before God as a righteous person? Well, in and of our own, we can't. The Bible is very clear. All have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. We've missed the mark. But there is a righteousness that we can have, and we simply receive that righteousness by faith. Paul talks about that a lot in the book of Romans. As a matter of fact, righteousness is one of the themes of the book of Romans. We see that this righteousness has been revealed to us apart from the law, in the gospel of Jesus Christ, this gospel that has the power to save. Why? Because it makes us right with God. It declares us justified in His sight, not because of anything that we've done, but because of the work of Jesus Christ. And we see this really spelled out for us in Romans chapter 3. So starting in verse 21, he says this, "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law." So apart from what we read in those Ten Commandments, right. There's a righteousness that has been manifested apart from the law. Mm-hmm. Well, that righteousness has been revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. That's where righteousness resides, in Christ. Yeah. He's the right one. Now, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, certainly the law and the prophets testify about the person of Jesus Christ. As Jesus said to his disciples and the Pharisees, specifically to the Pharisees, he said, "You search those scriptures, you diligently study that word of God in hopes that you will find eternal life. But these are the scriptures that testify about me." Mm-hmm. So what scriptures was he referring to? Well, the Old Testament. He was talking about the law, the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament. He was talking about the prophets. He was talking about those wisdom letters. Yeah. He was talking about the entirety of that book that we call the Old Testament. So all of that points to Jesus Christ. Well, what do we see in Jesus? A righteousness that has been revealed by God apart from the law. So the law and the prophets bear witness to it, and the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. So this righteousness is available to all. We receive it through faith in Jesus Christ. He says, "For there is no distinction." I mean, the Jewish people and the Gentile people, there's no distinction between the two.
Right.
They are both going to receive that gift by faith, through faith, in Jesus Christ. So he says, there's no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's the truth about us apart from Christ. We've sinned. We've missed the mark. We've missed the mark of what it means to truly be a human. We've chosen to live in independence, independent of God, in rebellion toward God. Well, we can't be a flourishing human with that attitude.
Right.
We've missed the mark. So we've all sinned, we've fallen short of the glory of God, but we are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So we can't make ourselves righteous. We try. Religion is that attempt of man to make himself acceptable or righteous in the sight of God. We fail every time. So that's why we have to let go of those old religious rituals and grab hold of this gift of righteousness that we receive through faith in Jesus Christ. This is a gift of grace.
Yeah.
You can't be justified apart from the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
So God acted in Jesus to make us righteous. And in making us righteous, he imparts his very life to us, and we are saved.
Yes.
That's the grace of God.
That's the grace of God, and that is great news from Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And, Bob, as we've noted several times, we have a growing number of people that are joining us every day on Facebook and YouTube as we stream live video. And I want to remind those folks that some of you do indeed pose questions during the broadcast by those media. And that's a good way to do it as well. But you can call 844-322-2742 right now, and we'd love to speak with you here at Basic Gospel. Friends, whether you hear this broadcast wherever, we invite you to the Simply Grace Conference. That's going to be Friday evening and Saturday, September 6th and 7th. Now, what that means is that we're only 2 weeks and 2 days away from session one of that conference. And if you haven't made your reservation yet, let me be an encouragement to you to do that today. As Bob Christopher has said, this is going to be your opportunity for a deep dive into the grace and love of Jesus Christ. All the information is online at basicgospel.net/events. Once more, basicgospel.net/events for information on the early September Simply Grace Conference. And we want to see you there. Well, Bob, we had this Facebook question from Ed. It says, if it's the truth that sets us free and we have over 100 different denominations all teaching a different truth, is this why I see so many Christians suffering from depression, anxiety, financial debt, mental illness, and addiction? They don't seem to be free to me. Maybe they're not being told the truth. What do you think?
Well, I think most denominations are going to center on the person and work of Jesus Christ, and as he claimed, he is the way, the truth, and the life. If we're going to know what truth is, we have to look at Jesus Christ.
Right.
He said, if you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And then he goes on to say, and when the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. So you can't separate the truth from Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate reality. He is the one that is bringing us the real, authentic, genuine truth about God the Father. And it's through Jesus that we know and understand and experience the fact that God is love.
Yeah.
Now, denominations have formed because each one emphasizes just something a little bit different. One group emphasizes the way that you're baptized. You have to be baptized in this certain manner by their pastor and their water in order to be saved.
Yeah.
Some of them go that far. Well, when they go that far, they are taken away from the gospel of Jesus Christ by trying to add something to it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to distinguish themselves on that particular belief about baptism.
Yeah.
Others are going to distinguish themselves on how they've set up their hierarchy. Some churches are autonomous, and each church can govern itself,
mm-hmm.
and set up a board of elders and deacons and that sort of thing, and they self-govern.
Right.
Then there are other denominations that are all linked together. Every church is under a district superintendent, and they're in a conference, and so they distinguish themselves by that. And some distinguish themselves by a focus on holy living or whatever it may be.
Sure.
There's a million different things that you can focus on, and I think what God is saying, if you want to experience unity, you need to focus on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He is the truth. And his word is truth, and his words are words of eternal life. And it's by faith in him, through faith in him, that we get connected to God the Father. We get connected to the very love of God, and it's through him that we get connected one to another. So that's the truth that really unifies us. And if that's not the emphasis, then you can go off down a path, and you can get trapped by some of these denominational emphases.
Right.
And that can lead to a frustrating Christian experience.
Indeed.
So we want to stand firmly on this gospel that saves us, and let everything else just kind of go by the wayside.
Right. Great answer, Bob. I remember early in my Christian experience that that was very much true of me, because I was hearing different teachings about various things, obviously.
Well, it gets confusing.
Yeah, and certainly all of them could be true.
Right. So, I mean, some teach you're saved forever. That's what we teach.
Right.
That's why, because that's what the Bible teaches. Others will teach that you can lose your salvation. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're out there and you're going to a church and you hear every Sunday that you can lose your salvation and you better mind your P's and Q's,
yeah,
and then you hear over here that, oh, no, once you're saved completely,
mm-hmm,
because of the work of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's forgiven all of your sins. He's declared you righteous. He has made you holy. He has sent his Spirit to take up, mm-hmm, residence in you, and he's going to be there forever.
Yeah.
And you hear that, and then you get confused, and you say, which is true,
right,
which is right? And at that point, you need to go into the Word of God and ask the Spirit of God to teach you truth.
Absolutely.
And the Spirit of God will confirm.
Yes.
That's what it means to be a disciple, to truly allow the Spirit of God to be your teacher. He will take the things of the Lord Jesus, make them known unto you, and he will guide you into all truth.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we have an open line for you right now. If you're hearing the broadcast at about 10 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the Basic Gospel live broadcast, 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you. We have open lines right now, and if you have something to discuss, a Bible question, a life issue, great opportunity right now. Don't let those lines go to waste. 844-322-2742.
Well, Bob, we talked about righteousness at the top of the hour, and all of us have done all kinds of different things to try to earn righteousness, mm-hmm, to try to make ourselves right in the sight of God. And if you have some things that you've done, we would love to hear those on today's broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and pick up the phone right now, 844-322-2742. And tell us your story of how you tried to earn righteousness,
yeah,
on your own, or maybe through some religious ritual or something that you thought was going to make you right,
mm-hmm,
in the sight of God. We would love to hear that, and I think it would be a great encouragement to other listeners out there.
Sure.
They might be in that position right now where they're trying to figure out how to make themselves right, mm-hmm, in God's sight. And if they hear your story, they may say, wow, I'm not alone, I'm not crazy, and there is hope, and that hope is found in this free gift of righteousness that comes through faith in Jesus Christ.
So we encourage your call right now, friends, 844-322-2742. In the meantime, CSN listener David has this question. What does the Bible say about fasting, and what purpose does it have in the Christian life?
Well, we know Jesus fasted for 40 days was when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. I think he did that because God told him to do that. We see some other references to fasting in the book of Acts and that sort of thing. But following that, we don't see a lot about fasting.
Right.
And some have made it a spiritual discipline. If we'll just fast, we'll get closer to the Lord. And those sort of things. I think when we put it in that framework, we are making it something that we do in order to get something from God.
Mm-hmm.
If we'll just fast, then God will give us this blessing. He will give us this direction. He will give us this miracle, whatever it might be. You'll have a purpose for doing that. And what you're doing is setting up, hey, Lord, I'm going to fast and show you that I'm serious. And if you can see that I'm this serious, that I'm going to give up food for this amount of time, then I expect you to give something back to me, to answer my prayer, to do what I'm asking you to do. Well, that's not fasting. That's not biblical fasting. We see in Isaiah 58 that God chastised the people for fasting in that particular manner. And he says, if you were really interested in the things of the Lord, then you would be out serving other people, and you would be so involved in serving that you would forget about your own needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it works. If you get so involved in serving others, serving and meeting the needs of others, and that becomes your all-consuming passion, you will go through periods of time where eating doesn't come to the surface. You're not saying, oh, I've got to go eat. I've got to stop and eat. No, you just keep going.
Keep plowing.
And that's what that's all about.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at it as a spiritual discipline, something for you to do in order to get God to bless you, go ahead and just put that in the trash can, because that is not a biblical way to fast.
That's a good place for it. Well, David, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. If you have further questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Friends, we appreciate your partnership with us, and when you give this month, be sure to request your copy of Gateway to Grace. It's a 6-message series with a study guide to equip you to stand firm in the truth of God's love and grace. And as you make your gift this month, we'll send you Gateway to Grace. Just click donate at basicgospel.net and request your copy. Again, it's Gateway to Grace, and it's yours as you make your donation during the month of August. Donate at basicgospel.net.
And Bob, we certainly need some of our listeners to step up to the plate and help us right now. We had a great June to help us finish off our fiscal year. We still came up a little bit short, but we were very encouraged by the generous outpouring that particular month. But in July and now in August, we're experiencing those typical summer doldrums.
Doldrums, yes.
So we need your help. If you can step up to the plate and make a generous gift today, we would greatly appreciate it. And it would mean a lot to us, would make a big impact in our ministry. And all the information on how you can give right now online is available at basicgospel.net.
Mm-hmm.
Just go there, hit the support link. And as you said, we have a great resource. We want to put this in your hands. It's our way of saying thank you for partnering with us to get the word out about Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, Bob. And friends, again, glad you're with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. We had this question from a Facebook viewer, Morgan. She asks, what's the difference between a Christian manifest and a pagan manifest? We keep hearing that term manifest in Christianity.
Well, manifest is just making something visible that's invisible. So we have Jesus Christ living in us by his Spirit. That's invisible to us. It's invisible to the world. But as we abide, just live our lives in Christ, then he's going to make himself visible through these various qualities and characteristics known as the fruit of the Spirit, love. And that's not just a feeling. That's a disposition that you will have toward other people that will move you to work on their behalf, to do things, to get into action on their behalf. So that's the manifestation of the very presence of God in us. Now, there's another story that's being written in the world today. It's a story based on lies. Now, we were a part of that story. And when we were in rebellion toward God, when we were living independent of God, trying to find life on our own, then we manifested that the fruit of that unbelieving heart.
Right.
We call it sins. We call those sins. And so that's what it means to make, you know, to manifest something, to make something visible that's invisible.
Yeah.
We have the privilege of making the life of Christ visible out there in the world as we simply walk by faith in Jesus Christ.
Great distinction between those two manifests, the Christian manifest and the pagan manifest. Thank you for that, Bob.
Well, thanks. Let's go down to Thornburg, Texas, and talk to Clay. Hi, Clay.
Hey, Clay.
Hey. Okay, I'm looking forward to Jeannie and I'll be up there on the 6th. Looking forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah, looking
well,
forward
we're
to seeing
looking
you.
Forward to seeing you as well.
I hope it's air conditioned.
It will be. It's a fantastic venue, and it is just going to be a wonderful, wonderful time together, and so glad y'all are going to be here.
Yeah, going to be fun. Clay, you still there?
So what's on your mind, my friend?
You're still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah. Okay. Did I used to think I could draw closer to God by tithing? One time I sold a house and I really didn't even have the money, and I gave 10% of that house, and it caused me the sale price. It actually caused me some financial problems. And my definition of legalism is anything that Clay thinks he can do or not do that pleases God.
That's a good definition. Yeah. And I know, close Clay, this tithing thing is a big deal. We certainly use that, or there are many, many people that use that as a means to get closer to God or to get a blessing from God. I remember years ago, a lady called us, and she was upset, and you could hear that in her voice, and she was really angry at God. Why? Because her husband had passed away. And here's what she said: we've done everything we're supposed to do. We even tithe. And in tithing, they expected God to heal the husband instead of allowing him to pass away. Of course, for a believer, passing is great gain. Yeah. We go to be with the Lord. We're absent from the body and present with the Lord. So we don't have to worry about that. But there are so many people that fall into that trap. I'm going to give my money, and in giving my money, I can expect a blessing from God. So we understand that. And but there's a lot of people that do it on our YouTube video channel, and I certainly encourage all of our listeners to go to our YouTube channel, subscribe if you haven't. Mm-hmm. Our most viewed video is on this subject of tithing. We've had over, I think, 171,000 views of it, and we've had all kinds of comments, and you wouldn't believe the range. Well, you might. The range that those comments come in, from calling us heretics to calling us, this is the best teaching that I've ever heard on this particular subject. But it is a big deal, this tithing, and it's something that we use to make ourselves look good in the sight of God, and hopefully to make us righteous in His sight. But there's only one way to be made righteous, and that is by receiving the gift of righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, Bob, we had this question from, did you want to go, which one do you want to go to? Okay. This question from Gregory here in Dallas. What is the kind of obedience the Bible is talking about? Is it like obeying a person who says, do this or else? A lot of preachers seem to refer to obedience like that. I don't know what to think. That's from Gregory right here in Dallas.
Well, I love what our old friend Major Ian Thomas said about obedience. And he said it's kind of the caboose at the end of the train. It starts, this new life that we have in Christ starts with the love of God, which results in our love for God. We don't love God. We love because He first loved us. So it starts with the love of God, which then results in our love of God, which then results in our dependence upon God, which then results in our obedience to God.
Right.
So as we grow in our understanding of the love of God, obedience is going to naturally follow. And certainly we've been given hearts that want to be obedient. So as we grow in this love that has been poured out in our hearts, and we understand more and more about this forgiveness we have, this righteousness we have, this identity that we have, then we're going to fall more and more in love with Jesus. We're going to depend upon Him more, and obedience will just follow suit.
Absolutely. Gregory, thank you for that question. And friends, thank you for being with us today for Basic Gospel. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, and we hope you'll be here too for that. If you have a question in the meantime, voicemail us at 844-322-2742 or send an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Again, that's bob@basicgospel.net or voicemail to 844-322-2742. Remember the Simply Grace Conference coming up September 6th and 7th right here in our ministry hometown of Lewisville, Texas. You can register right now online at basicgospel.net/events for a deep dive into the grace of Jesus Christ. Again, that's basicgospel.net/events for information and registration on the Simply Grace Conference. We hope you're going to be there September 6th and 7th, a Friday evening and a Saturday, and it's going to be a wonderful time. As you heard, Clay and is going to be here, and I know that many others are going to be here as well. We would love to meet you at the conference. One more item of truth before we go today, and that's that Basic Gospel needs your support to keep this good news coming. And when you make your August gift, you'll receive the 6-CD audio series and study guide called Gateway to Grace. Just click donate at basicgospel.net to make your gift. Well, now for Bob and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.